So remember when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, the storm's fury was also something of a smokescreen of chaos. It hid in the lawlessness some of the worst abuses by medical workers, some law enforcement, and others. And this curtain enabled people to elude justice for years, until, at least in one case, yesterday.
Today is a dark and disappointing day for the citizens of New Orleans, especially for the honest and dedicated members of the New Orleans Police Department.
That was New Orleans Police Chief Warren Riley at a news conference yesterday, responding to the decision by former police lieutenant Michael Lohman to plead guilty to federal charges of conspiracy, admitting that he helped cover up for officers who opened fire on unarmed civilians, killing two in the chaos that ensued amid the hurricane. Police shot six unarmed civilians crossing the Danziger Bridge, killing 19-year-old James Brissett and a mentally disabled 40-year-old man, Ronald Madison. The guilty plea is a triumph for the traditional journalists who worked for some non-traditional institutions and stayed on this case despite the odds. And two of them join us. Steve Engenberg is the managing director of ProPublica, a nonprofit investigative newsroom. ProPublica teamed up with the New Orleans Times-Picayune for nearly 2 years to cover the police violence that ensued in the wake of Katrina. And also joining us from New Orleans is Donatus King, president of the NAACP's New Orleans branch. Good morning to both of you, Steve, Donatus.
Good morning.
First of all, Steve, why did ProPublica and the journalists who were responsible for uncovering this stay on the case, and just lead us through the story as best you can?
Well, first of all, it's a little bit more complicated than that. What happened here is that this incident on the Danziger Bridge was a very well-known incident, and in its immediate aftermath, as we've now learned from this plea, there was a pretty massive cover-up. State charges were eventually brought in the city of New Orleans and then later dropped because the prosecutor had botched this. And at that point, the New Orleans Times-Picayune stayed on the case, eventually prompting a lot of additional investigation by the FBI and the federal authorities. Now, what we have done with the Times-Picayune is stayed on the case more broadly of what happened, because this isn't the only case. With the Times-Picayune and Frontline, we have identified a number of instances in which police, after Katrina, shot at civilians, killing them, wounding them, and then engaged in investigations that were very, very questionable. In this case, we now learn the investigation was actually entirely a cover-up.
Right, and Steve Engelberg there is referring to a Times-Picayune and WGBH and ProPublica documentary on Frontline, a PBS documentary that attempts to figure out what happened in the chaos after Katrina. You know, in some sense, Donatus King, this opens a lot of wounds in the community of New Orleans. Describe your chief concerns about how this is going to, reveal all kinds of revelations as the testimony in the case goes forward.
Hey, well, for one, we're glad in the community that this information is coming out, but it's nothing that's really new. It's being confirmed now from insiders. From the very beginning, there are questions that have been raised, about the Danziger incident and the other incidents that the that we just talked about. The NAACP, from the very beginning, met with the Madison family, the others that were involved, has complained to the not only the U.S. attorney, but also the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, trying to get the light shined on these incidents, and finally now we see the fruit of it, that the light is being shined. But as far as where we are right now, there's some relief that this information is coming out, but it raises other questions, and it's our hopes that this investigation will be even broadened. And when I say that, it was mentioned just a second ago about a mistake that was made by the district attorney's office that allowed the charges to be dropped against the shooters. Well, there are some questions right now as to whether or not that was a mistake or whether or not that was part of a conspiracy to have these charges dismissed, because one of the people that were involved in that mistake by the district attorney is the same officer that has now pled guilty to being a part of the conspiracy. You know, so this thing this investigation, it should broaden, including going into the criminal court. The judge that presided over this criminal matter, there were many linkages between him, his staff, and the defendants. You know, so it's still a number of unanswered questions.
Right, and a lot of those questions are going to be traumatic for the community, who's going to have to be rehashing all of the events of Katrina. That's Donatus King, president of the NAACP's New Orleans branch. Steve Engelberg, what are the resources of ProPublica, nonprofit investigative newsroom, and the Times-Picayune journalistically that kept this case going, where maybe in other communities it wouldn't have proceeded?
Well, first of all, I mean, the Times-Picayune has had two reporters on this from the very beginning, in addition to which our reporter, A.C. Thompson, first working independently with a grant from the Nation Institute and later as our reporter, has dogged this story for 2.5 years, and now Frontline has joined us with a reporter as well. I just want to point out what Mr. King said, very important here. This story is so wild. Police writing false reports, police supervisors participating in planting guns and cover-ups, that you can now, I think, as a citizen of New Orleans, literally believe anything, and it wouldn't be too far-fetched.
Wow.
This is really an amazing. I urge people to go to ProPublica.org, read the document that charges this gentleman, and decide for yourself. This is like a wild movie in which everything you could imagine about a corrupt police
Indeed.
Force is actually happening.
Well, and it's also the subject of Law and Disorder, the joint production by ProPublica, WGBH, our partner, and the Times-Picayune, a PBS documentary Frontline series that attempts to figure out what happened after Katrina. Thanks to Steve Engelberg, managing editor of ProPublica, and Donatus King, president of the NAACP's New Orleans branch.